A measure which would ban the use of misleading environmental claims on goods will be voted on by the European Parliament today. If passed, it will prevent the use of generic environmental claims like climate neutral and eco-friendly without specific proof. Green Party MEP Kieran Cuff joins us now on the line. What sort of products are likely to be affected by this move?
Well, I think it'll affect a lot of consumer products, from small items like toasters to larger white goods. And I think the impact of this new law will be that the consumer will have clearer information in front of them before they buy a product. I think these days there's a huge amount of claims on the airwaves and in print saying that products are biodegradable, climate neutral, or eco this, or environmental that, and people are confused. So the onus will be on the manufacturer to provide the detailed evidence, but also not to use certain phrases such as climate neutral by offsetting, by, you know, planting trees over in the middle of the Amazon, where really there's not much control over whether it happens or not.
So what then in future won't companies be able to claim without specific proof?
All the words that you mentioned there, things like natural, environmentally friendly, biodegradable, climate neutral, they'll have to have a full list of what they're doing to show that their product does live up to the claims that are made. I think the impact of all of this is that the consumer will really be empowered to a much greater degree, and also will be tackling planned obsolescence. This is really the design or the manufacturing of a product that isn't going to last. So I think products will last longer. I think companies will know that they can't make cheap or shoddy products, and they'll need to be able to stand over a guarantee for longer. So I think that is a step in the right direction.
But it also is a boost for repairability. Yeah, how then will this be policed? Because I suppose we all believe that across a whole range of goods that things don't last as long as they used to. You know, you used to hear about people who had the washing machine for 20 years or so, and now they find that they have to replace one after 5 years. But how do you police all of this?
Well, ultimately, it will be down to the consumer taking action through directly with the manufacturer. And if that doesn't work, through the courts or through consumer associations. Around Europe, there's a lot of strong consumer associations that often will act for a consumer if guarantees aren't delivered on. So I think it'll vary from country to country. I mean, it could be the Small Claims Court in the case of Ireland. But I think ultimately any company that makes outrageous claims will simply not stay in business because the amount of claims against them will not allow them to continue.
Under these proposals, there would also be a ban on prompts to replace things like ink cartridges earlier than strictly necessary. Why?
Well, I think there's a huge push from manufacturers to get you to sign up to quite expensive long periods of management and maintenance, to push you to keep using expensive products such as print cartridges from that manufacturer rather than going elsewhere. And the impact of this new law will make it easier for you to buy a printer from X and buy the print cartridges from Y. So you're allowed break away from the manufacturer a lot more easily. And I think we've all been party to that. The amount of pop-ups on my computer telling me it's time to replace my print cartridge and to avail of the deal from the crowd who made the printer. You know, it's not a joke. It puts pressure on you. And I think the impact of this law will be to give the consumer more choices. And that can only be a good thing.
So if the Parliament does pass this today, what's the next stage in the process?
Well, there's a two-year lead-in period to allow manufacturers to get ready for this change. But this is the last vote of the Parliament. We've already had a trilogue agreement between the European Commission and the Council. So it looks fairly clear that we'll give the green light to it. And I think it'll be a green light for the consumer to benefit with products that will last longer, with giving the consumer more information about what they're buying. So I think this is a really positive step. Good for competition, good for consumers.
Ciarán Cough, Green Party MEP. Thank you for joining us on the line there from Strasbourg.